You're listening to Morning Thoughts with Gil. I'm sharing the journey that I'm on right now and the thoughts that I'm having each morning as I prep myself to go into that gym to get that daily workout in. These are great to follow my journey and to possibly gain some of the wisdom that I'm learning through my journey. So I hope you find value in it. And if you do, make sure to share. Enjoy the episode.
It's so important to start instilling habits and things you can do together with your kids as they're going from kids to teenagers. As kids, you could take them to the park. You sit down, watch a movie, all them Disney movies. You can do like the most simplest, silliest things, and the kids will just love it. But as they grow into teens, and then parenthood is forever, so then they're going to grow into adults. And if you didn't take the time to create things you guys could do together as adults, it's going to be a struggle to find that time. Your kids grow up, they start to do their own adult things, they got jobs to go to and bills to pay. And their fun is going to look a lot different from your fun as a 40, 50, 60-year-old parent compared to a 20, 30-year-old something kid. And so start working now and start making it as healthy as possible. I'm so happy that I showed my kids the beauty, the power, the blessings of working out and when they were kids, just simply by working out in front of them, gave them the environment to come on in and work out whenever they wanted. They liked it. They had fun creating work, whether it was a big business, you know, a main business, to where they actually had a W-2 paycheck coming from, or the different side businesses that I would start and get them involved. I'm so happy I did that. Because as adults now, my kids being 19, 20, early 20s, having a business, having a nonprofit, having our workouts is a thing that's consistently been allowed to give me time to spend with my kids. And I can tell a major difference in my kids, the different ages of kids that I have, and the amount of time I get to spend with each of them. You know, it's like the younger they are, they got a different version of their dad. And as I was instilling good habits in myself, they were catching on to those good habits. And not only that, they got a more experienced father, right? Because I got to learn and grow from raising my oldest children down to my youngest. And what has been a go-to for me to always go back to is business and working out. And, you know, at some point in time, even though we have family businesses, we have a nonprofit that my kids could come work in at any time they want, it's also good for them to get out and go work in the real world. Because if they've been working in the family business since they were little kids, pre-teens, through teens, there's kind of a facade to them. They think that this is how businesses are ran, and that just ain't it. A lot of times it creates a level of them expecting entitlement. That's the word I'm looking for. It creates a level of entitlement. So it's great for them to go out into the world and get their own jobs or start their own businesses. And they're going to learn what the real world is like. And they'll either come back to the business with more experience, a better attitude, and and respect and appreciation for how good it is to be able to work with your family. Or they'll realize, hey, I like it out in the real world myself. Or, hey, I'm taking what I learned and I'm going to start my own business. Either way, when they go, I get less time with my kids. But working out still continues to be something I can call and set a date for. Yesterday, I was talking to my daughter, Katrina. I was able to do lunch with my daughter, Bear. Help her work in the workshop a little bit. She came and helped me coach for our Monday martial arts. And I was talking to my daughter, Katrina. I said, Katrina, I've been at New York for a while. I want to spend some time. Let's catch up. And, you know, she's working her full-time job. She's got her own personal life. She's got her daily habits, and I got mine. And it's hard that we're trying to figure out, oh, well, this day or that time, or can you do lunch here or maybe dinner there? And it just wasn't linking up. And something that we held in common was, well, we want to get my workout in. How about we get our workout in together? And that's what we did. Today we got a date. Tonight we're going to go hit that gym tonight. So not only do I get to spend time with my daughter, which I cherish, but I also get to do it, something that I was going to do already that I need to do today anyways. And it's a way for us to share and bond over something that's so healthy and necessary in life. So parents, remember your kids are going to get older. They're going to become teens and then they're going to become adults. And keep that in mind when you're evolving with them. And start putting things in motion for you guys to be able to spend time and bond over as they evolve. Hope this message finds you well. Catch you on the next one.